In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, in our Orthodox tradition, we prepare ourselves spiritually for the great feasts that come. And so we have these seasons of fasting, which are not just about fasting from food, but also just increasing our spiritual efforts in advance of the great feasts. Right now we're in the Nativity Fast, which prepares us to celebrate the Nativity of Christ, Christmas, the celebration of the incarnation of Christ's the Son of God's birth in the flesh. And the church, as part of that preparation, today gives us an epistle reading and a gospel reading that both emphasize the great gift that we have been given by God in Christ and warn us not to take that for granted. All right, so in today's gospel, the Lord tells a parable about a man who gave a great banquet, and the man who gives the banquet, the host of the banquet, represents God. And it says that the man sent out invitations, and these are the prophets who spoke the word of God and announced that a great banquet was coming at the end of time. And invited the people of Israel to prepare themselves so that they could partake of that banquet. So the people of Israel are those who receive the invitations. And yet, when the time was ready for the banquet to happen, the host sent his servant. And this servant represents Christ, who came when it was time for the banquet, the heavenly banquet, to be open to all. And so Christ comes as that servant, announcing to all of those who had been invited, the banquet is now ready, come and partake. Yet they all make excuses. They make excuses that represent, in general, the kind of excuses that we sometimes make when we face that spiritual invitation that Christ has given, and yet we want to focus on the things of this world. So one group says, I just bought a field and I must go to it. I pray you have me excused. This is a person who's so focused on their property, on their possessions, that they neglect this great invitation that they've received. Another person says, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I need to go examine them. Please have me excused. This represents being focused on our work, because often our work, we get wrapped up in our work and we find meaning and fulfillment in our work, or we seek it at least in our work. And so being wrapped up in our work, we neglect the spiritual things of God. And then finally, another says, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. And this represents being focused on pleasure, on the pleasures of this world, and as a result of that, ignoring our invitation in Christ. The parable goes on to say that those who desired to be excused, those who refused to come, the invited guests, were excluded from the banquet. And instead, the host, since he had everything prepared, in order to fill his house, he sent forth the servant to those in the city who were poor and maimed and blind and lame. Those represent, whereas the invited guests were sort of the educated elite of the Jews, the religious elite of the Jews who refused to accept Christ. Those in the city who were poor and maimed and blind and lame represent just the average Jew who maybe didn't fully understand the prophecies, and yet when Christ came, believed him and accepted him, like those fishermen who became his disciples. And finally, when the banquet was still not full, the master sent the servant even beyond the walls of the city, to the highways and to the hedges, to foreigners and homeless wanderers. And that group represents the Gentiles, who receive the gospel with great joy and so received that banquet, which they weren't even invited to begin with. So that's the gospel. And the epistle also speaks to us in a different way about the same thing. Before the words of the epistle that we had read to us today, the verse that comes right before that is this. Your life, St. Paul writes, is hidden with God in Christ. Our life, and he's speaking, of course, not just to those first century Colossians, but to all of us who have believed in Christ. Our life is now in Christ, tied to Christ, because we have invested our faith in him and he has grafted us onto himself. So our life is now wrapped up in Christ and is in the very presence of God, with God. And it's hidden right now because we still walk this earth, right? It's not apparent that that's where our life is. And yet the reality is just that, that our life is wrapped up in Christ with God. And so we have a divine life. As we walk the streets of this world, we have a divine life that has been given to us by Christ, which is hidden, but will one day be revealed if we persevere, if we remain connected to Christ, if we remain faithful to Christ, then that life will shine out gloriously, that divine life will shine out gloriously when he comes again. So St. Paul says at the beginning of today's epistle that we heard, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is like that invitation that came out, that's come out to the banquet, the heavenly banquet. We have this great promise that a divine life is ours, that we will inherit the divine life of the kingdom of God, and that it will shine out gloriously in the end. Therefore, says St. Paul, put to death what is earthly in you. Now, this can be understood the wrong way, especially in English. It's a little bit ambiguous. It says, put to death what's earthly in you. Well, isn't everything in me earthly? Am I supposed to, you know, like, of course, not kill myself, but like mortify my flesh with the, you know, the whip and whatever. That's not what it's talking about. What's translated earthly in our English translation in Greek literally means what is focused upon the earth. Put to death, therefore, those things in you that are focused on the earth, are focused on the things of this world. Just like those guests that refused the invitation were focused on the things of this world, on their possessions, on their work, on their pleasures, rather than focused on the great gift that's been given to them. Put to death those things. Don't give them sort of any leeway to control your actions and your choices. What are those things in us that are focused on the earth? Fornication and impurity. Fornication and impurity are two different ways of describing how we can be sinfully preoccupied with the pleasures of this world. The pleasures specifically of sex. Passion and evil desire. Passion and evil desire, these in Greek are terms that refer more generally to our focus on food and the pleasure of eating, or other general pleasures of this life. And then finally, covetousness, greed for possession and money, which St. Paul denounces as idolatry. And really, all of these things are idolatry. Lifting up the things of this world, whether it be pleasures or possessions, to a status that belongs only to God. So put those things to death in you, so that when Christ, who is our life, appears, you will shine gloriously with that divine life. He goes on to say some other things that are focused on this world, and these are actually, they describe sins that are our reaction when our sinful desires are unfulfilled. How do we react when our sinful desires are not fulfilled? With anger and wrath. That's sort of that hot resentment when people deny us those worldly things that we want. We get angry with them. We blow up at them. Or malice and slander. That's the cold version of anger and wrath, right? When because of our resentment, we seek to get vengeance against other people, stabbing them in the back, going behind their back and trying to level some kind of punishment against them. And then finally, foul talk from your mouth. This foul talk is not just talking about bad words. It's really talking about abusive speech, using our words to sort of react against other people when they deny us the things of this world that we covet sinfully. So brothers and sisters in Christ, as we go through this fast, let us not just abstain from foods, but let us also abstain from sin. And let us do this not simply because God said so, but because God has promised us such a great reward. If we can set aside our preoccupation with the things of this world, we can receive His heavenly banquet. We can receive the glory of that divine life that He has promised us. We can experience it not just at the end of time, but by foretaste even now. And that is the only thing that can bring us true fulfillment, true pleasure. Everything in this world that we seek those things from will fail us. But brothers and sisters, let us seek that thing which does not fail us, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory, honor, and worship, together with His Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.